The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Uri Nidam, Hashem Yishmeru V'Hayehu, in honor of all the members of the Minyan, all the members of the Daf HaYomi, and in honor of the Rabbi, Tiskel Mitzvot. May he continue to succeed. Aslaha V'Arvaha B'Chol Ma'asi Yadav. Amen.
Gemara Nedarim, Daf He. Today's daf is being studied the Lunishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenichenu B'Gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for us, Shulema Yosef Ben Sarah V'Sarah Bat Rachel.
Lecture mode on.
We begin today's daf on He Amud Rishon, and we are three lines from the top. Let's just review the Shekla V'Tarya, the Gemara that we're involved in. We're discussing the last part of our Mishnah, which talked about Yadot of Nedarim. The conclusion of the Gemara until now was that Shmuel explained our Mishnah as talking about one long case where the fellow said, Mudrani mimecha she'ani ochel. And in that case over there, we understood that he is forbidden, or he is forbidding himself from his friend, that he's making his friend's assets asur to him. However, if he just would say, Mudrani mimecha, alone, that would imply that he's osering himself and his nechasim to his friend. Now, how could he could oser himself from having hana'ah from his friend, and he's osering the nechasim from his friend. So therefore, it is two ways. When you say mudrani mimecha, it's hu v'havero asurim, and when he says shelo ochal, so that's only he is asur, and his friend is mutar. And that's the way we understood the Braitot. The Braitot is mili mili ketani, which means each case is on its own. You have a case of mudrani, that's asur, and you have a case of shelo ochal, she'ani ochal, is also asur, and each one has its separate din. Mudrani is going to be asur both ways. Again, I'm asur to you, and my nechasim, I cannot benefit from you, and my nechasim are going to be assuming you cannot benefit from my nechasim. And she'ani ochel is dafka, he's osering himself. That's the way Shmuel learned until this point. And we brought it to ayat to the shita. The second line of the Gemara, kiyad amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hanina, mudani hemach shenehem asurim. Now the Gemara says, tena, and we learned in the Mishnah, hareni alecha herem. Person makes a statement. He says, hareni alecha, I am on you, I'm putting on to you herem. What does that mean? Herem meaning asur. So the deen is hamudar asur. The mudar, I mean the one that the neder was made on, is asur to have hana'ah from the noder. Aval madir lo. But the madir, no, the one that made the neder is permissible, but the mudar is asur. Now what's the question? So look at the Ran. Tenan, arini adecha cherem, hamudar asur aval hamadir lo. Va'amai, nema de'alecha, this is the key word over here. Let's say the word alecha, name kolel havero v'nechasav. Why don't you say that when you say alecha means you and your nechasim? And therefore you and your nechasim would mean v'chevet sheken af madir litzar, de'i lo nechse havero lav b'nei tanuyem mineninu. Which means when the guy comes along and says that I'm osering you to have hana'ah from me, you and your nechasim. I mean, your nechasim can have hana'ah from me. Nechasim is not, don't have hana'ah. Ela must be, if you're using alech as including nechasim, it means that I cannot have hana'ah from your nechasim. Which is just like you said, mimach. When a person says mudrani mimach, it's both ways. So the chaura, cherem alecha, should be alecha ve'al nechasecha. And there, alecha ve'al nechasecha means I am osering myself, which means you cannot have an af from me. You cannot have an af from me. V'nechasecha. What does v'nechasecha mean? And I cannot have an af from your nechasim. It should be both ways. The same way you said mimach, it should say by alecha. So why does it say in the Mishnah that it's only one way? That the mudar is asur, that the one that the neder was made to is asur, but the one that made the neder is mutar davana. So the Gemara answers, kegon, de parish. Look, the case is talking about over there where he actually was explicit that he said, Ve'ata alai lo. Okay, where he clearly said, and you, to me, it's not forbidden. So that when you explicitly say it's only going one way, so then there's no question. But there's no difference between mimach and alecha. Alecha means alecha v'anechasecha, therefore it means the noder and the madir. And this case of it, it's only one way because he explicitly said, Be'at alai lo. So can the Gemara gives another case. At alai chirim. What's that case over there? Person says, you to me, at alai, you on me, it's chirim. It means isur. Hanoder asur. This is the reverse case. The one that makes the neder is asur tavana'a. Aval mudar, lo. But the one that makes the one that the neder was made to, the mudar, is permissible tavana'a. So what's the question? Look at the Quran again. At alai chirim, hanoder asur mudar lo. Ve'amai. Nema de alai, kolel nameh atzmo v'nechasav. Say again. When you say, at alai chirim, say that alai is referring to alai v'al nechasav. V'nitzar mudar. Same thing, which means just like it mimecha means mimecha v'nechasecha, just like you want to say the word alecha means alecha v'nechasecha. So to the word over here at alai, which say alai v'nechasai, and if it should be or said that not only I'm asur to you, but which I'm asserting myself to you, but my nechasim going to be asur as well. What does that mean? You cannot have an afra my nechasim. So the Gemara says the same answer. Kigon de Parish, again we're talking about where he explicitly said, Va'ana alecha lo. Well, he said, but Va'ana alecha, me to you, is not isur. We only explicitly said the isur is only one way. The mudar to the madi, but not the other way. Va'ana alach lo, which is my things are not going to be asur to you. So the Gemara now makes a diyuk. Aval stama mai. Which means you're telling me only because he was explicit, the language is limited to one direction. But let's say he didn't make that stipulation. Aval stama shneim asurim. Both of them are going to be asur. Because when you use the lashon alai, or when you use the lashon mimecha, all these languages, it means alai ba'al nechasai. And understand clearly, when a person is asserting himself and his nechasim, he could say, I am not going to have hana'a, but he cannot say, my nechasim are not going to have hana'a. Nechasim are not bar'ahanuyehu. The nechasim cannot have hana'a. So what he means, alai, I'm not going to have hana'a from you, and you cannot have hana'a from my nechasim. And that's what it's masked with. If you said it's stam shnim are going to be asur. But we have a problem, because this is the end of that braita, or the mishnah. Hareni alecha, ve'at alai. Well, he says both ways. Hareni alecha, which means I am forbidding myself to you, ve'at alai, and you to me, shenehem asurim. We explicitly said both ways. So the Gemara makes a new. Hadenu dishnehem asurim. That's only because he was explicit. Hastama hu asur, v'havero mutar. So you see that what? That only when you said it explicitly, that what? I'm asserting myself to you in nechasim, and you are asur to mine. Then it is shneim asurim. Mashma stama. No. So therefore, this statement that Rabbi Yosef made on the second line of the Gemara is not good. Because Rabbi Yosef's statement was what? Mudrani hemach shneim asurim. It's not so. Now we're learning mudrani hemach, meaning hemach means mimecha. Mudrani mimecha, it's not going to be both ways until you do it explicitly. So Gemara says, "Edahachi itmar de Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Hanina mudar ani lecha shnehem asurim mudrani hemach hu asur v'havero mutar." We're changing Rabbi Yosef, and we're changing Rabbi Yosef from instead of learning him mudrani mimecha, we're changing it to mudrani lecha. What is the difference? But let's read inside the Gemara again, just to read the difference. Ela hachi itmar, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Hanina. Mudar ani lecha. If he says the word lecha, what does lecha mean? To you, shenehem asurim. Then, of course, both of them are going to be asur. Mudrani hemach. Hemach means mimecha, from you, hu asur v'havero mutar. Now that's exactly what the hiduk between these two lashonot are. Look at the Ran. Ela hachi itmar, new paragraph in the Ran. Amar Rabbi Yosef Hanina mudrani lecha shnem asurim. Lecha, when you say the word lecha to you, mashma lecha,
Klomar, nechasai asurim lecha, which means my nechasim are going to be asur to you, lecha, to you, which means something of mine is going to be forbidden to you. That means the nechasim are going to be forbidden to you. Umashma mishelecha, and it's mashma also from you. Mashe'ik, which means it's both directions. Mudrani lecha. Lecha means, number one, my nechasim are going to be asur lecha to you. So therefore, the madir is osir. The madir is asur tavana from the nechasim. And it's also mashma mishelecha, from your things. Meaning, I'm asur to your things. Again, lecha is mashma both ways, the Ran is telling you. Why is there a lecha mashma both ways? So he says, Kedomar, nechasai asurim lecha. Nechasai, my nechasim are asur to you. Lecha, I'm osering my goods to you. That's one direction. Umashma mishel lecha, meaning your things. Mashe'ekim behemcha. When you say behemach, well, behemcha means memecha, delo mashma hache. When you say mudrani mimach, according to this interpretation now, who asur? The noder is asur tavana from the madir, v'havero mutar. So again, at this point, the Gemara wants to just modify the Biyose Shita to make a difference between mudrani mimach or mudrani lecha. If a person says lecha, lecha is mashma both. Lecha is mashma, like the Ran says, my nechasim are going to be asur to you, and mishelecha, and your things are going to be asur to me. However, mimecha is mashma only, I'm osering myself from you, but not the other way. So we're making a chiluk. We're falling off our understanding yesterday that we thought when a guy says mudrani mimach, it's both ways. We broke, but I thought that the mashma not like that. Okay, you're right. So don't say he said mimach. Say he said mudrani lecha. That's the case where it goes in both directions. Yabras, what are you talking about? Ve'hamat nitin diktani himach. Only one problem. If you go back to Al-Mishnah's case was what? Mudrani mimecha, mufreshani mimecha, meruhakani mimecha. Ve'okimna lematnitin l'shmuel. And we learned the Mishnah quote to Shmuel, Bechulan ad shiyomar she'ani to'em lecha v'she'ani ochel lecha hu de'asur v'havero mutar. How did Shmuel learn the Mishnah? That all those cases of the Mishnah, you have to say, it's talking, where he said, mudrani mimach she'ani ochel. Then it's going to be asur what? Hu asur v'havero mutar. Aba b'mudrani emach shenem asurim. But we made it, Shmuel said. But if you said mudrani mimach alone, shnem asurim. But now you tell me that Rabbi Yosef never said by mudrani mimach. I repeat again. How did Shmuel learn our Mishnah? Shmuel learned our Mishnah. What case? Mudrani mimecha, mufreshani mimecha, meruhakani mimecha, shani ochel lecha, shani toem lecha, asur. Shmuel came along and said, that's all one case. That's a case where he's saying everything. He's saying mudrani mimecha, shani ochel. The case is hu asur v'havero mutar. Mashma, not mashma, Reb Shmuel said it. If you said mudrani mimach alone, hu asur v'havero asur. Shnem asurim. That was the diuk that we made in the Mishnah. And how can you say that now, the Gemara says? Because now you're learning that the way to be Yosef, which is your source, he only said shnem asurim by mudrani lecha, not by mudrani himach, or mudrani mimecha. So therefore, your understanding of Shmuel now does not fit in to this new interpretation of Rabbi Yosef. Comes the Gemara and says, actually, let's read the Ran inside. We'll see it another time. Look at the Ran. V'hamat nitin hemach ketani. Kelomar. De'ashas lo niha le'behachi. De'hamat nitin hemach tenan. Amishnah says hemach. Doesn't say hemach. It says mimecha. Hemach and mimecha is the same thing. Hemach means mimecha. ואפגעב דבדאי קושטא כמה שמואל דנתן דמניתין לא שני דבן המח ולכה. But bottom line, the Mishnah did use the word ממך. So therefore, how did you make your דיוק שמואל and say דווקא? Because he said both לשונות הוא אסור וחברו מותר. But משמע, if he just said מודרני ממך alone, שניהם אסורים. It's not so.
Shnei Masurim is not the din, because you're learning according to the Mi-Oseir that Mimach is only Oseir one direction. The Licha is Asur in both directions. We have to revamp Shemuel's statements. So the Gemara says, fine. We're going to revamp the whole Shemuel. Ela, Me'ikara, Dishmuel, Achi Itmar. You know what? Take two. Start Shemuel again from the beginning. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mudrani, Mimecha, She'ani To'em Licha, Asur. That's a classic case of a yad for a nedarim, and now Shmuel is going to start talking. Amar Shmuel, achit mad. Tama, dama, sheni yochel lecha, v'sheni toim lecha. Hu de'enu asur ela ba'achila. Ha mudrani mimecha asur afilu behana'a. New point. Shmuel was saying, not too bad, how many people are asur, who asur, if you say, Mudrani mimecha, it's only one direction, like Nabi Yosef said. He's also sending himself from his friend's goods. What was Shmuel's statement on the Mishnah? Davka, if you said, she'ani ochel, then the only thing he's osering himself is from his friend's food. Because he said, she'ani ochel. But if you didn't add that item, she'ani ochel, he just said, mudrani mimecha, then he's osering himself from everything. Right? Which means, Shmuel now is not discussing who's Asur to who, he's discussing what's Asur. Shmuel's statement is, the case of the Mishnah, when it says Asur, that's talking about when the guy said, Chani Ochelecha. And in that case, where he stipulated Chani Ochelecha, that's Ochel's food. So he's only sending himself from his friend's loaf of bread, for example, food stuff. Mashiach, if he just would say Mudrani Mimecha, then he's offsetting himself from everything. Mudrani means I'm Asur, any Hana'a from the guy. So that's the chiluk between whether you add shani ochel or you leave out ani ochel. Both mudrani mimecha means that he's osering himself from his friend's assets. Just like if he would say shani ochel. The difference is how much. If I say shani ochel, mudrani mimecha shani ochel, that's including even, that's only food. If I just say mudrani mimecha alone, it's including everything. That was Shimon's chiluk. Comes Gemara and says, if that's what Shmuel meant to say it, he didn't say it correctly then. Lema Shmuel hache. Shmuel should have said, ve'im lo amar, if he didn't say, ela she'ani ochel lecha ve'she'ani tochem lecha, en asur ela ba'achila. Because the way Shmuel made the statement, if you look at the Ran, first wide line. Shmuel Haki, Imlo Amar Shani Ochel Lecha Asur Afilu Bana Kilomar. Hechi Kamar Shmuel Ad Shi Yomar. Shmuel's statement was what? That it's not going to be Asur Ad Shi Yomar Shani Ochel Lecha. Now by saying Ad Shi Yomar Ani Ochel is mashma that Mudrani alone is less encompassing than Ad she'ani ochel. You say, it's not asur ad she'yomar. What do you mean, adrabba? It's more asur if you didn't say she'ani ochel lecha. Again, according to what we're learning now, what encompasses more? Mudrani encompasses more, because it's including everything. So Shmuel, the way he made the statement is, eno asur ad she'yomar she'ani ochel. What do you mean, adrabba? When he says any ochel, you limited it. So therefore the language, if that's what he was trying to convey, the language conveys the exact opposite. So let's read that inside the Gemara again. Iyache, lema Shmuel ache, v'im lo amar ela she'ani ochel lecha. If he only said, she'ani ochel lecha v'shim to'im lecha, en isur ela be'achila. But from the fact that he said it, ad she'yomar is that if you just said mudrani, not so much. Until you say achokah, until you say achokah, it's only asur achira. So the language does not accept such an interpretation. Also, Gemara goes back and comes along and says like this. Okay, back to the drawing table. Ela achi etmar. Say it like this. Ta'ama de'amar she'ani ochel lecha. Now he's saying a different way. The only reason why not Mishnah, the neder is a neder at all, because he said mudrani mimecha sheni ochel. When you say mudrani mimecha sheni ochel, it's a yad, because you didn't say the word asur, you didn't say the word, let's say kunam, and these leshonot, so it's a yad le neder. But you know why it's hal? Because at least you were specific on something. You said the word shelo ochal, or she'ani ochel. That's already has some specificity to it. Masha'enke, when the guy comes along and just says, mudrani mimecha, mufreshani mimecha, miruhaikani mimecha, that's nothing. Why? Because that's even less than a yad. That's called the yad she'eno mukhahat. That's a yad that is not, what are you saying? To what? Because it's a vague lashon. Why? Because I can interpret these lashonot, mudrani, mufreshani, miruhaikani, in different ways. How can I interpret it? The Gemara says, my ta'ama, mudar ani mimecha. You know what mudar ani mimecha can mean? Lo mishta'ina bahadach. Mashma. I'm not talking to you. Mudar ani mimecha. I don't want to talk to you. Mufreshani mimecha, de lo avida imach basa umatan. I don't want to do business with you. Mashma. Miruhaikani mimecha, de lo ka'amina bedalr amot dilach. Mashma. I don't want to walk within your four amot. And therefore, since miruhaikani, I want to keep away from you. Which means, since these lishonot are not specific to anything, and therefore they could mean, I don't want to talk to you, I don't do business with you. So therefore, it's a yad she'eno mochahat. It's a yad, it's a type of neder, that you didn't specify something to it. So Shavuot is teaching us a big chidush now. Yesh yad v'yesh yad. If the guy comes along and says, mudrani mimecha she'ani ochel, that's a yad, that's mukhaha, because at least you put an address here. You put ochel. Okay, I know what you're talking about. It's a suit vim na'atavana'a of achila. And that's what Shimon was saying. Da'afka, where he attached she'ani ochel. Mashiach, if he didn't attach she'ani ochel, if he just said mudrani, it's nothing. Meaning, vague terminology, that's the way of saying it. Vague terminology, because I can mean it to say, granted, I can say mudrani means asud hana'a, I could mean that. But it also could mean, I don't want to talk to you. So therefore, since it's vague, you didn't specify, mufreshani mimecha, I don't want to do business with you. Or mirhokani, I don't want to walk in your four amot. So vague terminologies that can be interpreted one way or the other is not even hal b'chlal le'inyan nedarim. Bottom line. Elahachi itmar ta'amad amar, kilomar, le'olam kedamlinan mi'ikara. Really, I'll tell you exactly like we said in the beginning. Dechilo amar she'ochal lecha mutar. That what if you didn't say the words she'ochal lecha, it's mutar. Meaning the neder is not even hal. Ve'tama mishum delo mashma de amar asur. Dehavi lehu yadayim she'en mochichot. Which means these are yadayim that are not conclusive. They're not mochiach anything. It's vague. That's the word. Ve'lo avyan yadayim. The dilma, because I can tell you, maybe mudrani hemach delo mishta'ina bahadach mashma. Yeah, I'm not talking to you. Maybe that means va'afilu b'dibura namelo mitzar. And by the way, even that's not going to be asur, which means he'll even be permissible to talk to the guy. Why? Delo yad'inan ila hana'a ichaven ila dibura ichaven. Because maybe he means hana'a. So since it's vague, nothing is hal. Don't think when we're saying the Gemara now that it could mean that I'm asserting myself to speak to you. But you know what? It's permissible to speak to the guy also, even if you said that terminology. Why? Because maybe it means I'm asserting myself to have an ah from you. But an ah is permissible also, because maybe it means I'm asserting myself to speak. So since it's vague, everything is mutar. Ulchol had vehad, havi lehu yadayim, she'el mochichot. וכיוון דתעמי דשמואל משום דקסבר ידיים שהן מוכיחות לו אביה ידיים לקל למפרח עלה מברייטה. Now you're going to ask the question, what do you mean? We have ברייטה above. The ברייטה is משמע that if you say מודרני ממך, אסור. What are you talking about? You're saying that's vague. ידיים שהן מוכיחות. Don't ask me from the ברייטה. Why? וכיוון דפלוטה דתנאהו היא אביה ידיים אילו. We're going to see now the Gemara. It's actually מחלוקת תנאים. By yadayim she'en mochichot, is it considered a neder or not? Ikal lememar detana debraita sfira ledahavian yadayim, ushmuel dayik mematnitin, telo avya yadayim. Which means, I'm going to find your Tanaim now in the Gemara that hold Yadayim She'en Mokichot is nothing. So Shmuel definitely has basis from Tanaim. So therefore, he's going to learn the Mishnah with the understanding of those Tanaim. And therefore, you want to give me a question from a Braita? Okay, those Braitas go like a different Tanaim. However, Dile'el, above, Ki parchina mi Braita, Hainu mishum da bisviran da afilu yadayim, Nameh lohave. Which means, above, you came along, according to Shmuel's original statement, Shmuel came along and said, what? That, the Havimim, the way we learned in Amud Bet yesterday. That Shmuel came along and said, "Wa dafka," when a guy added the word shelo, shani ochel. But if you didn't say shani ochel, you just said mudrani mimicha mutar. And now we ask the question: what are you talking about? But we have a braitot that mashrawat. If you said mudrani alone, it's going to be asur. There we ask the question from the braitot. So that's answering. Why was that a question? Mishum da'aba sviralan da'afilu yadayim namelo have. Which is there we thought that even Yadayim, it's not. And therefore, which here already we're holding that watch, and we're saying Yadayim She'en Mokichot. At least it's Yadayim. But Yadayim She'en Mokichot, therefore we want to say that what Shmuel holds like Tanaim that say Yadayim She'en Mokichot is nothing. Therefore, we can interpret the Mishnah like that. And that's why only when you said Shani Ochel, but if you just said Mudrani alone, zero, because it can be vague. But you got bright to it, that like that. Okay, so I'm bright to it. I have a Mishnah that says not like that. So I have no problem. And this Tanaim that agree with me. But initially, when we learned Shmuel, he wasn't even going with, he held that when you say Mudrani, it's not even Yadayim. It's nothing. It's not even a Yadayim Shemuchichot. It's zero. Well, you're talking about we have zero. We have bright to it that says it's not zero. But now that you're calling it Yadayim Shemuchichot, Shmuel's okay. Because there's Tanaim that support him. He can learn the Mishnah like those Tanaim. And everything's fine. So at this point over here, we just revamped Shmuel tremendously. To understand the skeleton of what happened in this Gemara. Don't get confused with that's all technicalities of the Gemara. You have to understand the skeleton of what's being said. Mimicha Necha is a detail which is very easy. Basically, all Shmuel was trying to do was explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah was discussing Yadot. Mudrani Mimicha. Let's not take one. You have to say all three cases all the time. Mudrani mimecha, shani yochel. Mishnah's din is asur. So Shmuel came along in the first round, and he said, you know why? Only because he threw in this shani yochel. But if he just would have said the mudrani, nothing. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? If you just said mudrani, you bring your braitot that clearly say mudrani is asur. So what are you talking, Shmuel? Mudrani is nothing. Mudrani is something. So originally we tried to interpret braitot. We tried to say bebedevani mamurim. It means where you said both. That's for another braita. So we want to say it's talking about where you said mudrani first, which means we were trying to squeeze in the braitot to work out that Shmuel is going to be okay. But then we said, you know what? You're squeezing into the braitot. The lashon of the braita is not mashma like that. It's a dohak. What do you need to braitot to teach me the same deen? Yeah, but I wasn't happy with this reconciliation over here of the braitot. So you know what we said? You know what? Okay, we're going to revamp Shmuel's statement. Let's look a little differently. All Shmuel was saying is like this. There's a difference between when you add she'ani ochel or you just say mudrani. What's the difference? New cheduk. New avenue. When you throw in she'ani ochel, that means the noder, the one that's making the noder, is osetting himself to his friend's item. I cannot eat your loaf of bread. Very good. But when he says mudrani, or shnei masurim, mudrani mimach, two directions. And what's the mechanics of that? Because mudrani mimach is mashma, me and my nechasim are asur tavana'a from you. What does that mean? Me and my nechassim asur tavana. Me, I understand I cannot have an avi. How can my nechassim not have an avi from you? And that means the nechassim, you can have an avi from them. Oh, so that's Shmuel gave us a big chedusha. If you just say mudrani mimecha, shnei asurim. Speak out more. That's why now Mishnah, when it said asur, It's not asur once in our Mishnah. Mudrani b'mecha shani ochel lecha asur. The Mishnah is talking about what you said, both statements together. That's why it says one type of isur. Mashikin the braita, it split the cases. Mudrani b'mecha asur. Mili mili ketani. Shani ochel lecha asur. Very good, because it's different types of isurim. The mudrani mimicha asur is different than the shani yochelecha. Shani yochelecha is one way. Mudrani is two ways. Beautiful. So the Mishnah works out nicely. The braitas mili mili kitani. Everything's nice. And even more nice, we brought Rabbi Yoseh to support Shmuel. Because Rabbi Yoseh made a statement when the guy says mudrani mimach shneim asurim. Oh, so Shmuel's beautiful. Gemara went on with some questions. That was mashma that doesn't go both directions. It's mashma that the way we're learning Rabbi Yoseh is not correct. So the Gemara says, oh, you're right. You got to revamp Shmuel, Rabbi Yoseh. There's a difference between mudrani mimach and mudrani lecha. That when Rabbi Yoseh said it goes asud emodeh venudar, it's talking about when he said mudrani lecha. Okay, because we were forced into that. We had to say mudrani lecha is the shnei asurim. So the guy was, okay, fine. I have no problem changing the Yoseh. But that's not our Mishnah. Because now, our Mishnah said mudrani memecha. And Shmuel's statement said, dafka that he said, she'ani ochel. Mashmad, if he said mudrani alone, it's going to be asur. Both ways. But now you have no shita like that. Because now it's not mudrani memecha, it's mudrani lecha. Oh, so throw that whole shita out. Does it work? Let's go a new way. Take two. You know what Shmuel was saying? Shmuel was saying something totally different. Shmuel was discussing over here the extent of the isur. Yeah, which means Shmuel said, that which says now Mishnah, mudrani mimecha, dafka because he said shani ochel, that's going to be, he's only going to be or sitting on himself to his friend, achila stuff. Because he said shani ochel. But if he just would have said mudrani, everything's asur. Because he didn't specify mudrani, everything's asur. I'm going to say myself to everything. The Gemara said, fantastic new way of learning Shmuel. The difference between when you add ochel or you just leave mudrani. Everything's nice, but you know what? The lashon is not nice. Because it's not mashma that he was saying that. Because if you look at the language of Shmuel, he said, ad shiyomar she'ani ochel. Mashma, that when you say ad she'ochel, it's doing more until you say. It's not so. By not saying ad she'ochel, it was more encompassing. Eno asur ad she'yomar. What do you mean? Adraba. If you didn't say ad she'ochel, it's more asur. So the language of Shmuel doesn't fit into that theory. Okay, scratch that. You know what Shmuel was saying? Version number three of Shmuel. Version number three of Shmuel is what? If you said she'ani ochel, you added that statement, the neder is a neder. You know why? It's yadayim mochichot. It's yadayim that have a specific address. Because you said, mudrani, that what? She'ani ochel, I'm osering myself to your food. Oh, beautiful, that's a neder, that works. Masha'ekin, if you just said mudrani alone, nothing. Nothing, not a neder, zero. Ifis. Why? Because that's vague. Why is it vague? Mudrani, I'm asserting myself to have hana. Mudrani, what? It could mean that. You know what also could mean? I don't want to talk to you. No. Which one does it mean? I don't know. So you know what? Cancel. It means nothing. Can I talk to the guy? Yeah. Because maybe it means hana. Can I have hana from the guy? Yeah, because maybe it means talking. So therefore, vague lashon, out. And what's Shmuel's main chedush of this statement then? Yadayim she'en mochichot lo have neder. Beautiful. Aye, so the Ran has a question, but okay, Shmuel's very nice concept you're teaching me, but I had Braitot, if you remember. Braitot clearly wrote Mudrani Mimecha Asur. So in this version, Shmuel can come along and say, no problem. I'm going to show you now, it's a machloket Tanaim, by the way. If yadayim mochichot havi neder or lo havi neder, I go with the tanaim that say lo havi neder. I that was braitot, but to go with the shita that says havi neder. So don't ask me from braitot. Once I have a Tanah in my corner, I could explain the Mishnah like those Tanaim and say, the only reason why our Mishnah said Asur, because there was Ochel attached to it. But if there was no Ochel attached to it, the Mishnah would concede Mutar, because Mudrani alone is nothing. That's exactly where we're standing in this at this point. So all we did is just bring a series of interpretations to what Shmuel was saying. Good? Comes the Gemara and says, Velema, top line on the Amud Bet. Lema kasabar Shmuel, yadayim she'en mochichot lo havyan yadayim? You mean to tell me that Shmuel wants to say, yadayim she'en mochichot, when you make a statement that's vague, you tell me it's nothing? Gemara says, in. Yeah. Yes, yes indeed. Shmuel mokim la lematnitin kerbi Yehuda. He has a Tana in his corner. And which Tana is that? The Biyuda. De amar yadayim she'en mochichot lo havya yadayim. Okay, we found a Tana like that. That vague terminology is not valid. Now, where did the Biyuda say this? The Biyuda did not say this in the context of Nedarim. Because this concept of yadayim she'en mochichot is not limited to Nedarim. It's a concept throughout. Any type of terminology is necessary, this concept is going to play. Now, this case we're going to bring is by Gittin, for example. Mm-hmm. Person has to give a get to his wife. He has to give a shtar. He has to write in the shtar certain statements. Ditan, Mishnah. Gufo shel get. What's the main text of a get? Hare at muteret lechol adam. Very simple. Take the paper. Hare at muteret. You are permissible to go marry any person. Yeah, that is a gittich. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Sanara. Too vague. Veden this shtar, veden this, dieve lechi minai. I'm giving this to you from me. Sefer Teruchin. Sefer Teruchin is a book of expulsion. Okay, Teruchin. Veigeret shibukin, and a document of abandonment. Now let's stop right there. Who obviously needs to be more specific? Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
Why? Which parts of Rabbi Yehuda is we see have to be specific? Two parts according to the Rishonim. Number one, Veden. He comes along, is writing the shtar, he has to say, this document over here. Because if you don't say Veden, I could say, maybe he's just writing it down, but he's really divorcing her verbally. That's no good. You can't divorce somebody. You've got to have a paper. So he's got to write Vedin. It's coming from the paper. Secondly, he says, from me, Minai. Because if you're just writing like this, could be, you know, maybe the guy's friend gave it to his wife. So who knows it's coming from? Got to know the direction where it's coming from. Now, Tarakama doesn't know like that, by the way. Tarakama just writes, I don't need Din. I don't need Minai. Yeah? So what do you see from the Biuda? He holds you gotta have specific clarity. Good? So Shmuel comes along and says, what do you want? I got a Tana. You see that what? The Biuda holds gotta be specific. So I'd like to attach the Biuda to our Mishnah Nedarim. And that's what Shmuel came along and said, our Mishnah that said Asur. It's only because it was specific. Mudrani Khashani Ochel. Oh, Ochel, you said, what are you doing? I'm not eating from you. But if you just would have said Mudrani Mimicha alone, zero, Yadayim Shen Mokhiyo, just like the Biyuda, by get, where guy writes that, at Muteret Nechon Adam, nothing, till you write, Minai, till you write, Hadin. But it continues. Why did Shmuel dohek? Why did he was pressured like to explain or forced to explain the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? Lukma kerabbanan. We love to make the Mishnah like the Rabbanan, Rabbi's majority opinion. And what did the Rabbi say? Afalgav de en yadayim mochichot. And even though it's not yadayim mochichot, it's going to be valid. Now, how would Rabbi Yehuda be able to explain
the Mishnah like that, which means, sorry, Shmuel explained the Mishnah like that. Why don't you just say like this, that really the point of the Mishnah is telling me where the guy said, Sha'ani Yochel. Well, if he says Sha'ani Yochel, obviously that is specific. That's Yadayim Mochichot. But if you wanted to, you could still have, not squeeze, but learn the Mishnah, Alibad Rabbanan. Explain to you again. Which means when Shmuel looked at the Mishnah, obviously he saw that our Mishnah represents the view of Rabbi Yehuda, of Yadayim She'en Mochichot. And that's why he learned. He said, Dafka, because she threw in the word Ochel. But if you didn't say the word Ochel, you just said Mudrani, it's nothing. So the Gemara says, hold it. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean Shmuel, why when you looked at the Mishnah, you stuck in Rabbi Yehuda, Shitav Yadayim She'en Mochichot, Lav Yadayim. Why didn't you learn it like Rabbanan? Now, how could you have learned it like Rabbanan? You could have said that the Mishnah is saying that when you put Ochel, okay, Ochel is Mochiyah, but that's going to be Asur, but what's going to be Asur? Ochel. Mashiach, if you just said Mudrani, everything's going to be Asur. It's Yadayim Shemuchiyot. Yadayim Shemuchiyot is Asur. Why did you learn it like Rabbi Yehuda when you could have learned it Aliba? Kolama, so the Gemara tells you why. Because from the language of our Mishnah, it's Mashma clearly like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Gemara says, Amarava, Matnitin Kashite. Because he had a problem with our Mishnah. Amai Tane. She'ani ochel lecha, she'ani to'im lecha. Underline the word lecha. Litni she'ani ochel, she'ani to'im. Shma'mina ba'inan yadayim mochichot. When he looked at the Mishnah is saying, even when you're saying mudrani mimecha, she'ani ochel. It says she'ani ochel lecha. From the fact that the Mishnah had to throw in the word lecha, you see that what? You're going with the opinion that it has to be mochichot. Because if the Mishnah was going like the rabbis, you don't need the word lecha. Just like by get. You need the word to say that the get's coming from me to you. You don't need it. Just say, mudrani mimecha she'ani ochel. From the fact that the Mishnah used the word lecha, it's showing you that you gotta be specific. So we're tipped off Rabbi Yehuda when he looked at the Mishnah. He said, "I'm sorry." We're tipped off Shmuel. We looked at the Mishnah. He said, "Oh, this is a Yehuda working over here. This is a Yehuda working, and therefore, what must be the Mishnah saying that what? Dafka, because you said Shani Ochel Lecha. But if you didn't say that terminology, for example, it comes out even if you just was left out the word Lecha. Consequently, if you just said Mudrani." Nothing, because Yadayim She'en Mochichot, Lo Avya Yadayim. Comes the Gemara and continues. Comes the Gemara and continues and says, Shvamina Ba'inan Yadayim Mochichot. Itmar, we have a statement. Yadayim She'en Mochichot. Now we're getting to the subject here. Yadayim, statements that are not conclusive statements, vague statements. Machloket. Abaye Amar, Havyan Yadayim. Verava Amar, Lo Havyan Yadayim. Machloket Amoraim as well. Amar Abba. So Rava comes along and says, Rabbi Idi Asbirali. Rabbi Idi explained to me the source of this concept. Amar Kera, the Pasuk says, Nazir Lehazir Lehashem. This, if you remember, we had this Pasuk earlier. We used this for a Hekesh, this Pasuk. This double language. It says, a person makes a Nazir, himself a Nazir, Lehazir. So we said, Makish Yadot Nizirut Linzirut. If you remember, a few dapim ago, the Gemara asked, what is the source of Yadot? How do you know they can even have a Yad Nizirut? By Nizirut, let's say. Actually, we were asking, how do you know there's a Yad Nidarim? So we brought a Hekesh from Nizirut. From the fact that it says, Nazir Lahazir. So we learned any type of Nizirut is good, even if it's not explicit language. Very good. So we make a kesh, just like by Nizirut is Yadayim, so too by Nidarim. Beautiful. Now we're going making another concept. We're saying, once I'm telling you that there's Yadot, there's Yadayim by Nazir, I'm going to say like this, Makish Yadot Nizirut Linzirut. I'm going to compare Yadayim of Nizirut to the actual law of Nizirut itself. What is that? Ma Nizirut Pehafla. just like when a person accepts upon himself Nizirut, he has to accept it explicitly. Af yadot Nizirut behafla'a. So to the Yadayim of Nizirut must also be behafla'a, must be explicit. What does this mean? Which means like this. Halakha. A guy's sitting down, a guy walks by him. A guy comes along and says, Ehe Nazir. Guy saying to himself, I'm going to be a Nazir if this guy is a Nazir. That's what he said. They asked the guy after, by the way, sir, are you a Nazir? Yes. Halakha, the one that made the neder or the vow, is not a Nazir. Why? It worked out. He said, Ehe Nazir if this guy's a Nazir. They asked him at the time, are you a Nazir? He said, yeah. You know why? Because at the time that you accepted upon yourself the Nizirut, it was vague, it was safek. That's not, when we talked about Nizirut, it has to be bahafla'a, it has to be explicit, it has to be clear, it has to be understood. At the time that you made the Nidr of Nizirut, we didn't know if the guy's a Nazir or not. That's the law they learned from the Pasuk, from Pesukim. Ki yifla'a, the Pasuk says. It has to be explicit language at the time of the Nizirut. Meaning, if a guy comes and says, had any Nazir, okay, it's over. But he didn't say that over there. He said, Ehe Nazir, if this guy is a Nazir. So what Rabbi is saying, I learned from the rabbis, is that just like Nizirut, the language has to be clear, let's say that one, clear language, so to the Yadot of Nizirut also has to be Behafla, meaning clear language. Beautiful. So what do you see over here? Yadayim Mochichot. The language has to be clear. Just like Nizirut has to be clear. The Yad has to be clear. Now once I know that by Nizirut, so that applies to also Nedarim, because I make a kesh between Nazir and Nedarim. So that's where the source, it is. What's the source according to Rava? That you need Yadayim Mochichot. The source is from Nazir. That just like Nizirut is Behafla'a, Fla'a means clear language. The Yadot also, how do I know that? Because it's interesting, I'm making a hekesh from Nazir to Nazir. Because the Pasuk says, Nazir la Hazir. So I'm making a hekesh between Nizirut to Yadot Nizirut. Just like Nizirut has to be clear, so to Yadot Nizirut also has to be clear. Now once I know that, then I say to Nedarim also, where Yadot works, has to be also clear. Very nice. So Rabbah supplied to us a source. Look at the bottom, Ran. Man Nizirut Bafla'a. The two lines on the bottom. Perush Tamrin Masikat Nazir. Damar Bitarfon. The Mishra Havero. Damar Hareni Nazir. Im Zen Nazir. Vedo Akir Babota Shah Shaya Nazir. The guy was a Nazir, but at the time that he made the Nedir, he didn't know the guy was a Nazir. Afapishin Odan Lahar Mikachu Nazir. Even though you found out after he was a Nazir. And Nizirut Hala Alaf. Why? Bishub de Ba'idna de Kanazar. Ba'inan hafla'a veleka. You need to know it, and you didn't know it. Umishum hake. Amrinan ma nizirut bafla'a. Da'ainu hach hafla'a de kamrin af yadot nizirut bafla'a. Good. That's the drasha he's saying over here. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, Lema bifluktad Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan kamepalge. Let's say the machalok between Abaye and Rabbah. Let's say that their machlok is really based on the machlok of Tanaim by Gittin. Detan gufo shel get areat muter lechol adam. Rabbi Yehuda omer veden diyevel lechi minai sefer teruchin veget peturin vegeret shebukin. Abaye da amar kerabbanan, which is Abaye that comes along that says what? You don't have to be clear. Yadayim she'en mochichot, hav yadayim. He's going to go at the rabbis that by the gate, you just have to write tareat muter l'chol adam. V'rabba te'amar k'rabbi Yehuda. And the rabbi that says yadayim she'en mochichot, lo hav yadayim, is going to be, you have to be explicit at the gate. Very nice. We're able to pair up the amoraim with the name. Amar lecha Abaye. Abaye says, no. Ana de'amri afil l'rabbi Yehuda. So you know what? I could be holding even like Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Yehuda ba'inan yaday mochichot ela gabe get de ba'inan kiritut veleka. Aval be'alma mi shamate? Rabbi Yehuda, the only reason why he said you need bifirush language is by a get. You know why? because you need kiritut. You need to make a break. And therefore, by get, there's a deed that you got to be clear. Who says the Bihudah says you got to be clear by everything? No, that by neder, yadayim shemekot lavi yadayim, because he said you need clarity by get, because get is supposed to say it's got to be a cut. So until you're clear, it's not a cut. So therefore, the Abaye comes along and says, listen, I could even go like the Bihudah. Then we go the other way. The Rav Amar, Ana da'am yafilu rabbanan. I go even like the rabbis. That what? Ad kan lo kamid rabbanan de lo ba'ayin en yadayim mo'echot ila gabe get, de en adam migaresh et eshet havero. Ava ba'alma mi shamatnu. Rabbi goes the other way. I can tell you, I go like the rabbis. You know why by get you don't need yadayim mo'echot? Because who's giving the get? Who thinks is giving the get? When the guy writes, he didn't write from me to you. Oh, I have a meaning. It's coming from his friend. What? Does the guy's friend give a divorce to his friend's wife? I mean, what are you thinking? So therefore, that's why the rabbis say you don't need to be so specific by the get, because what else? So in the Quran, it's yadayim shemuchichot, but yadayim shemuchichot by a get. What else can it? What else can it mean? But just because they said by get, you don't have to worry about it. Who says they hold by nedarim? So Rabba says, I go with the rabbis. Maybe the rabbis will be, but by nedarim, you have to be explicit. So therefore, we cannot link the mahloket of the Bihuda and Rabbanan by get to the mahloket of Abaye and Rabba by nedarim. Each one, Abaye and Rabba could say, I'm going like, don't limit me. I can be going like Rabbanan, and I can be going even like the Bihuda. And they only said it by Gittin, which means, could be the Bihuda said by Gittin, you got to be specific because Sefer Kiritut, I don't want any mistakes, so you got to break it. And anything that's vague is not considered a cut. The rabbis could say, Adraba, I see you don't have to be so clear by the get, because what are you worried about? That what? I have to write Minai. From me to you, well, I'm worried about what? Somebody else is going to give the get? Who's the get coming from? The husband gives the get. The friend's going to give a get to his friend's wife? You have to be clear there, but maybe by Nedarim, yes. Baruch Adonai Olam. I mean,